you. It's a pleasure to be here. The last 3.5, almost 4 years of serving on the Pierce County Council has been a great honor, following having served 4 terms in the State House of Representatives, representing most of the area between DuPont and the Mountain, along with the Ordean Valley. The 3rd Council District is a district that has a number of difficulties and issues, as you are well aware, because of literally decades of neglect, the infrastructure lacking. And that was the main effort when I switched from the state legislature, ran and successfully became a member of the county council, was to focus on 3 priorities. Number 1 was public safety. Number 2 was transportation, traffic gridlock relief. And number 3 was recreational facilities like parks and trails. And we have made astounding movements forward in the last 3.5, 4 years. You can't go anywhere across South Hill without running into a traffic delay by construction now, which is a good sign. The problem is it'll probably get worse as more of the projects open up before it gets better and we get that ultimate relief. But you can see a number of the changes. 50 miles of traffic lighted streets now. We began around the schools to make them safer, near the fire stations and meeting areas. And we've got another 10 or 12 miles. My colleagues on the council tease me for having street lights and keep putting them up, but we've been left in the dark too long. And the people out here deserve that kind of amenity as well to help our kids be safe. You may not be aware of it, but Bethel School District lost one child, more than one child per year, for 15 straight years walking to and from school. And so we need to stop that. You know, in the last 1.5 years, we haven't lost one out there. And that's the kind of thing that we need to keep working on. Added more deputies, opened 3 new jail pods, added corrections officers, beefed up the Marine Patrol Services, added air ops in our public safety, and our emergency operations center is brand new, and we beefed that up and made a system for assisting our citizens greatly enhanced. Traffic relief, 94th out here, it's going to happen. Cross Base is already under construction, the first project, and you can see 176 moving westward to give relief to South Hill and Sunrise and all the areas out here. We're going to get traffic that comes south or comes north off of Graham out onto Canyon as we boost that thing through clear to 224. And that will relieve traffic out here. You've seen the turn lanes. You've seen the new signals to make them safer. The dog leg on 122nd over here at Shaw Road. And we'll continue that kind of progress. We've been coordinating it with the utilities so we don't pave it and then tear it up again. These are cost-efficient moves we need to keep working on. So we're going to keep doing that. Parks and recreations, open to dedicated, actively pursued South Hill community, new restrooms, the Heritage Park out here, the massive complex there, the amphitheater, the rest of them. So we're keeping that up along with the trail. So that's where we're working and all trying to keep your taxes from going up any higher. And I pledge again not to raise your taxes.